Like most girls in my hometown, I had to face the Miss Livermush pageant when I was around 17 years old. 16 years and 10 months, to be exact. Thus, for purposes of anthropological comparison, 1. Were my name Janice Garcia Lopez instead of Janice Wills, already I might have been ushered into womanhood through a quinceañera celebration on my 15th birthday. In a flounced white dress, my hair in perfect ringlets, I'd have performed a choreographed dance with my court of attendants and smiled for a gazillion photos snapped by my adoring aunts and female cousins. 2. Were I Jewish, around age 13, I might have had a bat mitzvah, at which I would have read Hebrew aloud before dancing my feet off at the party held afterward, preferably with Justin Timberlake as the featured entertainment. 3. Were I the son of a noble Japanese samurai family during the Heian era, this year I would have received my adult clothing and hairstyle during the Genpuku, or Kakan, ceremony at the shrine of my patron, Kami. 4. Were I a daughter of a Bambuti hunter-gatherer in the Congo, I would already have been married for several years by now, as arranged through a sister exchange, i.e., my husband would have had to offer his sister or other female relative to a male in my family for marriage too, like trading teenaged livestock. Instead, I was an early 21st century, middle-class, Protestant girl of Western European descent living in a small town in the southern region of the United States of America. Nearing the end of my junior year at Melva High School, I had 2 coming-of-age rituals to look forward to. 1. The aforementioned Melva's Miss Livermush pageant and corresponding Livermush Festival, where the community celebrates everyone's favorite pork liver-based processed meat by marching 20 young women in ridiculous dresses across a stage. And, 2, the accompanying Livermush Festival dance, which holds the place of socio-cultural importance that the prom might hold for adolescents in certain other cultures. I would also add a possible 3rd thing to the list, a secret goal that could make my entire high school experience worthwhile. 3. Publishing an article in Current Anthropology before I graduated from high school, thus becoming the youngest person to have done so and legitimizing myself as a scholar in the field. Because what was my thing, my talent, my one true joy, you ask, having already gathered that being marched across a stage in a ridiculous dress was clearly not it? Observing people, that's what. Anthropology, that's what. Anthropology, what our friend Merriam-Webster describes as the science of human beings, especially the study of human beings and their ancestors through time and space and in relation to physical character, environmental and social relations, and culture. If you want the all-time best self-taught anthropologist under the age of 18, I'm your girl.